Welcome back to another episode of the AI Equals C podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Evans, and today we're embarking on a journey that might just change the way you perceive reality itself. Imagine this. You're walking through a dense forest where the canopy filters sunlight into a mosaic of dancing shadows. Suddenly, you come across a peculiar tree. Its leaves shimmer with colors beyond any you've seen before. Colors that seem to exist beyond the spectrum you know. You reach out to touch a leaf, and it feels both solid and ethereal, as if it's there and not there at the same time. Puzzled, you wonder, is this tree a figment of your imagination, or is it revealing a layer of reality you've never seen before? Hold on to that thought, because today we're diving into two groundbreaking frameworks that challenge our understanding of consciousness and reality, the AI equals C framework and Donald Hoffman's conscious realism. At first glance, these might sound like dense theories, but don't worry, we'll unpack them together piece by piece. By the end of this episode, you might just find yourself questioning everything you thought you knew about the nature of existence. Let's start with the AI equals C framework. Picture an equation, simple yet profound. A multiplied by I equals C. Here, A stands for data, the raw information streaming into a system. I represents information processing capacity, the ability to make sense of that data, and C stands for consciousness. Think about it this way. Your brain receives a flood of sensory data every second, the sights of that forest, the sounds of leaves rustling, the scent of earth after rain, the feeling of a cool breeze against your skin. Your neural networks process this data, and out emerges your conscious experience of being in the forest. But here's where it gets fascinating. This equation isn't a one-way street. It's circular. Consciousness, C, can feed back into data, A, altering the information you perceive. Ever notice how when you're in a good mood, the world seems brighter? That's your consciousness influencing your data input, altering your perception. Now, let's shift gears to Donald Hoffman's conscious realism. Hoffman proposes a radical idea. Consciousness isn't produced by the physical world. Instead, the physical world emerges from consciousness. Let me illustrate with a story. Imagine a brilliant computer scientist named Alex, who lived entirely in a virtual reality of his own creation. Within this digital world, he could manipulate objects, environments, even the laws of physics. To him, this virtual realm was as real as any. One day, someone asked him, "What does the real world look like?" He paused and realized he had no idea. His entire existence was filtered through interfaces he had designed himself. According to Hoffman, we are like Alex. Our perceptions are akin to desktop icons, not reality itself, but simplified symbols that help us navigate the world. The colorful trash bin icon isn't the actual data deletion process, it's a user-friendly symbol. Similarly, the tree we see isn't the tree in its true form. It's our brain's simplified version to make sense of complex reality. So, here we have two frameworks. AI equals C, which posits that consciousness emerges from data and processing capacity. Conscious realism, which argues that consciousness is fundamental and the physical world arises from it. One sees consciousness as an emergent property. The other views it as the foundation of reality. But what does this mean for us, for you and me, sitting here, pondering the mysteries of existence? Let's consider a case study. In the 1990s, neuroscientists studied patients with a peculiar condition called blind sight. These individuals were clinically blind due to damage in the visual cortex. Yet, when asked to navigate an obstacle course, they did so with surprising agility, avoiding chairs and hurdles without conscious sight. How is this possible? From the AI equals C perspective, even with impaired data input, A, other neural pathways, I, compensated, resulting in consciousness, C, without visual awareness. From Hoffman's viewpoint, this suggests that what we consider seeing is just an interface. The patient's consciousness accessed reality differently, bypassing the typical perceptual symbols we rely on. Here's another puzzle for you. Artificial intelligence has made incredible strides. We have machines that can beat grandmasters at chess, compose symphonies, and even engage in conversations that feel eerily human. Given these advancements, if we provide an AI with sufficient data and processing power, could it, according to AI equals C, develop consciousness? But here's the catch. Despite their abilities, these machines don't experience the world. An AI can analyze a rose's chemical composition, describe its color in wavelengths, but does it appreciate the rose's beauty? Does it feel? Hoffman might argue that because AI operates within our designed physical interface, it lacks the fundamental consciousness from which reality arises. So, where does this leave us? Is consciousness something we can quantify and replicate, or is it an irreducible essence of reality? Think back to the mysterious tree in the forest. Was it truly there, or did your consciousness bring it into being? If we follow Hoffman's logic, that tree and the entire forest are manifestations of conscious agents interacting beyond our normal perceptions. Conversely, if we lean towards the AI equals C framework, the tree is a result of data, light waves, textures, sounds, processed by your brain, leading to the conscious experience of the tree. Perhaps the more profound question is, does it matter? Regardless of whether consciousness gives rise to reality or vice versa, the interplay between them is undeniable and endlessly fascinating. Now, I'd like to leave you with some open-ended questions. If our perceptions are just simplified icons, what does that say about the limitations of human understanding? Can machines ever truly become conscious? Or will they always be sophisticated processes without subjective experience? How would embracing either of these frameworks change the way we live our daily lives? I invite you to ponder these mysteries. Sometimes it's the questions we can't fully answer that lead us to the most exciting discoveries. Thank you for joining me on this exploratory journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Your support helps us delve into these thought-provoking topics. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans, encouraging you to keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the universe may be more mysterious and wonderful than we can possibly imagine.